So then the attention was on the six who tried to enter the undergraduate program at OU. Thurgood Marshall selected one for the test case. It was a 50-year-old man, George McLaren. And the three-judge panel ruled that the state must either admit McLaren or discontinue its graduate program in education for white students.
They were faced with the decision at that point. Are we going to build separate schools for all of these people going, no matter what discipline they applied in?
Right.
That was kind of the nail in the coffin, because they knew they couldn't produce schools for everything. McLaren was an older gentleman, and though he admitted first, he did not survive to graduate.
But it was decided that he was to be admitted, but that it would have to maintain segregation. So he enrolls October 13th, 1948.
And Mom talked about the fact that they made rules for them, certain doors that they could go into classrooms, certain places that they could sit. They tried to maintain segregation in the classrooms by placing the black students either outside of the classroom or create some type of artificial separation between them and the rest of the class. And that was to make sure that they were separate from those classrooms. Mom said that when they go to the library, they couldn't go through and look for the books that they wanted to do. They gave them a table to sit at, and they could tell the attendants what they wanted, and they would go get the book and bring it back to them. There were certain doors they could go into. At the cafeteria, they couldn't get in line with the rest of the students to eat. They brought out some steam tables with food. They had a certain area that they had, and they blocked it off with some kind of rope or partition around it to keep other students out and keep Mom and them in. But, you know, Mom used to say that even in the cafeteria, you had students at the University of Oklahoma that thought it was so disgusting what they were doing that they would take it upon themselves to try to break down the barriers. So you had white students that tried to come into the designated area that they were eating at and set their trays down and eat with them.
We should point out that McLaren was actually put in a broom closet, and he could peer out the classroom to see the front of the room and see the blackboard. So, in essence, George McLaren became the first black student to attend the University of Oklahoma.
That was in fall of 1948.
Yes.
Mom didn't get in until June of 49.
Right.